Most of us would agree that growing up is complicated. Add a little sex, drugs, and rock and roll to the equation, and it could be harder still. I'm Lisa Morgan, and on this edition of the Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two novels for those whose taste in Bildungsroman runs more towards Jim Carroll than Jane Eyre. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Good news for readers who love coming-of-age stories and don't mind their fiction soaked in drugs. Northern Lights, a debut novel by Raymond Strom, might be described as a cross between two of the greats in those categories, The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton and Jesus' Son by Dennis Johnson. It's the summer of 1997. Shane Stevenson is on his way to Minneapolis to start college. He stops in a town called Home because it's the last address he has for his mother, who abandoned him and his father long ago. From the minute he arrives, he rubs the locals the wrong way. With his long blonde hair, slim physique, and androgynous features, he's easily mistaken for a girl, especially from behind, and that is a mistake the good old boys of Home do not like to make. With just a few dollars left in his pocket, Shane ends up renting his mother's former apartment and sticking around to see what he can find out about where she's disappeared to this time. It's not a big town, so he quickly runs into all the people who will become part of his life. Jenny is a beautiful shoplifter and graffiti artist. When she's not robbing the pump and munch or spray painting train cars, she has quite a job on her hands taking care of her mother, a drugged up vegetable since Walmart came to town and put her pet store out of business. "I'm never going to get out of this town," moans Jenny at one point. "All we do is sit around smoking weed like we're waiting for something better to come along, but what are we waiting for? Will we just get high every day until we die?" As we used to say in our fifth grade book reports, you'll have to read the book to find out. The Martin Chronicles by John Freed is a novel and stories set in 1980s Manhattan, taking Martin Kelso and his pals through their first muggings, first beers, first jobs, first brushes with racism, and more. One early story tells of a road trip Martin takes with his mother, his aunt, and his older cousin Evie, whom they're delivering to college. "I never suspected kissing my cousin would be part of the trip," says Martin. But Evie assures him the kiss won't mean anything. "Like a scrimmage before the real game," she says, before slipping her tongue between his teeth. Over the course of Martin's childhood, Evie goes from being a playmate to a tormentor to an instigator, and through it all, an icon of female mystery. In another standout chapter, Martin's grandmother has a stroke and starts hallucinating his dead grandfather, while Martin has a delusional romance of his own. A popular girl from the East Side needs to know the name of a boy she can tell her ex she's dating. "We figure it would be better if it was someone no one knew," her emissary explains. The complications of this ruse play out at a boozy party on Park Avenue, in the grandmother's hospital room, at track practice in Central Park. Though he is a sweet boy at heart, when faced with a choice, Martin always does the wrong thing, which gives the stories an edge and makes room for the mood of gentle humor to accommodate a tragic turn at the end.
The books are Northern Lights by Ray Strom and The Martin Chronicles by John Freed. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.